Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fitz is looking for people who love to win. Hey, we know you're out there. So just to get you started, come into the Fitz and sign up for the Keep Rewards Club and win promo cash up to $5,000. It couldn't be simpler at the Fitz.
See cashier players club for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Free money.
Hi, this is Sammy from Memphis, and I just won $1,000. Listen to the Jason and John.
Weekdays on the hour.
At 92.9 ESPN Sports Radio.
And get ready to win cold, hard cash. Listen at the top of every hour for the code word. Text that word to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. Weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. All of the best free coverage. The best sources and opinion. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's Grizzlies Station.
I'm Kelly Erb. Sheldon Rosengarten and I are both with Mark Spinsdorf Realtors, and our clients often ask us how we are finding the real estate market right now.
Kelly, we've been in a great market environment for quite a while. If someone hadn't sold their home by now with a low inventory and high activity level, there have to be issues that need to be addressed.
Correct. Usually before we go on the market, we advise people on preparation, presentation, and proper pricing. With that and our highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option, our clients' odds of selling their home are increased quicker and at a better price.
Yes, that is why we also suggest that people talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure and call us. It can mean the difference in whether they sit on the market or sell. That's why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done.
That's right. You can reach Sheldon Rosengarten or me at 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now. 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com.
National contest data message rate supply. The Parlay Payday. Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better better. Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
Bold is the code word. You want to text BOLD, B-O-L-D, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. It was at this very moment 2 days ago. We got a $1,000 winner right here in Memphis. All right, so your chance to win $1,000, it's very simple. Text the word BOLD, B-O-L-D, to 72881. Text BOLD to 72881 within the next 58 minutes for your chance to win $1,000. And we'll have another fresh code word for you coming up at 12 noon.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey. Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
Hi, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Hope everybody is having a good Thursday, April 8th so far. Looking like it's going to be a good Thursday for Penny Hardaway. We're going to get to that. This man is working. Had a little news I reported earlier this morning. It was an answer to a question we asked yesterday. Was Penny Hardaway going to offer Jonathan Lawson? Well, he has. And in the meantime, John, he's landed a big-time signee, it appears, or a big-time commitment right now, right out of that transfer portal. Earl Timberlake, John?
Earl Timberlake!
You like?
Love!
You like?
Love!
All right.
It's a great freaking day to have a great freaking day in Memphis, Tennessee.
Not to mention the Grizzlies are absolutely rolling, too.
Grizzlies. Like,
Penny's working, he's rolling, Grizzlies rolling.
Grizzlies pat Trae Young on the head last night. Thanks, little one.
There ain't much good hair on top of that head.
Not much good hair on top of that head.
Thinning.
We will get into that. We have a lot to get to on the show today. As Jason pointed out, busy times for Memphis basketball as they are assembling their roster. They are in the process of assembling their roster for 2021-22. It's a year, of course, where they need to, have to, got to find a way to make the NCAA tournament. Imperative in year four of Penny Hardaway, you know, to get that program back in the postseason where, quite frankly, it belongs. Historically, one of the longest droughts in program history, and this is a crucial, pivotal year for that. I like what he's doing. I like what he's doing toward that goal. We'll get into that today. Brevin Knight is going to join us at 11:25. He, of course, is on the call, on the broadcast for Grizzlies.
He was having some fun last night.
Yes, he was.
Home with the Grizzlies.
The entire organization seemed to be having fun last night. You know, look, it's one thing to win. It's another when it comes against the guard that you're sort of your superstars held up to, right? Trae Young, John Morant, Trae Young, and to go into their place.
Feels a little personal between those two teams.
It definitely does.
I think a lot of that is John.
Yeah, Trae, I think it's friendly.
Let's be real. Trae does a lot of talking, too. Of course. When they're winning, Trae does a lot of ish talking.
Yes, yes,
so
indeed.
So he's earned it. You know, if you're going to dish it, you got to be able to take it.
That's right. The Grizzlies were dishing it out last night against 100%. The Hawks, 131 to
it's good to see.
113. And, of course, Hawks fans like, yeah, we're shorthanded. Of course you're shorthanded, but so are the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, that's what they forget.
Who don't have Jaren Jackson Jr., who don't have D'Anthony Melton.
Didn't play Brandon Clark again last night.
Brandon Clark did not play. Grayson Allen gave you a 30-piece. How you like that?
And you win by double digits for like the 14th straight time, it feels like.
Keep in mind, it was personal
for
Grayson
Allen, too.
They
beat everybody except Utah.
Because Trae Young went at Grayson Allen for tripping.
That's right.
So it was personal for him.
And he had 30 on him.
Trae Young had 14 points last night. So it was not a great night for the Atlanta Hawks. We'll get into that with Brevin Knight in the next segment. 12:25, Jonathan Givony is going to join us. We will talk to Jonathan Givony about the news that he broke this morning. Earl Timberlake. No, Brad, not that Timberlake. The other Timberlake.
Sorry.
Earl Timberlake.
That was actually pretty well done.
Earl Timberlake.
It was actually perfect.
Look, it took us a while, but we did get Timberlake to Memphis, right? We've been working on that for 5 years.
Guess who's coming to Madness?
There it was. You got.
I just wanted to get it out there. Yeah, I can't wait.
It's better me doing it this way. It's a preemptive strike.
Just say it one time, we move on.
If you can't laugh at yourself.
No, it's a preemptive strike.
One time, and then we move on.
I saw you, Jonah. Get your zingers off now, guys.
Go ahead.
Do it now. I'm going to give you the rest of the week. Get them off.
Yeah. You get the news.
Get them off your chest.
Thank you. You've been saving it up.
You get the news about Jonathan Lawson, but nobody cares about that, do they? They just don't care. They just want to take their pot shots at you, Jason.
Well, I think there's more care out there than you think.
We'll get into that Jonathan Givony at Draft Express at 12:25. Get his thoughts on Earl Timberlake, what that represents for Penny Hardaway,
yes.
A first-round pick potentially. He is coming.
If Gavoni's breaking the news, right?
Absolutely, no question.
He's not. Tell you what kind of player.
Look, I'll tell you what Jonathan Givony is not doing: breaking news about Ahmad Rand. Okay, just for an example.
It's
very
true.
He's only going to get in there with the he had a lot of the news about Musa Cisse reclassifying a year ago. Mm-hmm. We'll also ask him about Musa Cisse. Where his draft stock is.
Yes.
Obviously, we know he declared for the draft. So there's just
That'll be a useful interview.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yes. A very educational, informal.
Man, this thing got hot fast here this morning.
Trying to tell you, bro.
That's what Penny does, man. That's what Penny does. He can light that flame pretty quickly.
Man, just torch him.
So Draft Express, Jonathan Givony will join us at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Aki Collins, friend of the show.
Hey!
Last time we talked to him, he was unfortunately on his way out of New Mexico.
And we kind of knew that was going to be the case.
Yes,
they were already on the hot seat when he got there.
He did. That's exactly right. It's like the transfers of DJ Boogie and Damian. they were expected. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so you can't be too upset when they
happen. Oh, it would have taken a miracle to turn that thing
absolutely
around with Weir.
But he's got a new gig.
Yes.
Aki is back on the bench. He actually got a much better situation.
A real fresh start.
Yes. He's an assistant coach again for the first time since he left Memphis. He's an assistant coach in college basketball. He's going to be on the road again, recruiting again. He's there with Micah Shrewsbury at Penn State. So we'll talk to Aki about that.
That's awesome.
His thoughts on transfers, get a little bit of his opinion on Memphis. Lots to get to with Aki Collins. He'll join us at 1:25. So that's the show today.
All right, let's take a deep breath here. We got
it's a great day to have a great day. The big news, there's lots of big news. I guess the biggest news for now is that Penny Hardaway has gotten another commitment. Yeah. And he does share the namesake of
it's poetic.
It is poetic. One of the great
all-time
pop stars.
So that drop even becomes even, you know.
It's so perfect.
Every time he makes a three, they should play that in the arena.
Play that in the forum, yeah.
I mean, that's a great idea. They're not going to do it.
Oh, I think we're going to be getting a lot of great ideas coming around.
That was part of the pitch. You know, Penny talked to me before he did his Zoom with Mr. Timberlake, and he said, you know, Brad, you're a radio program director. Like, what kind of jazz can I put on this Zoom? Mm-hmm. And he had to, you know, use the clip, and he got Timberlake. It's perfect.
Well, there you have it. Penny consulted Brad before the Zoom meeting with
he didn't do that.
With Earl Timberlake. It worked because Earl Timberlake is now headed to the University of Memphis. He's a transfer from Miami.
That's cool.
He's a freshman who is coming to Memphis from the University of Miami.
Was a projected first-round draft pick.
Yeah. goes about 6'5",
before
average.
The injury.
Essentially, kind of feels like to me, your replacement for Damian Ball. You know, I think that's kind of been the idea.
Wait a minute. Is everyone the replacement for Damian Ball?
Yes. Everyone
would
is.
Chandler Lawson Jonathan, they would both replace Damian Ball?
If Magic Johnson committed to Memphis, he would be coming to replace Damian Ball.
Got it. I just want to be glad we're clear as we get into this.
Big shoes to fill.
You know, that just seems to be the recruiting pitch going around.
It's all
right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
hey, come to Memphis, Earl. You want to replace Damian Ball? Mm-hmm. We need a replacement for Damian Ball.
Thank you.
But Earl Timberlake, who is from the D.C. area, so Mark Giannotto is very happy about this. More of his kind here.
Oh, that's right.
In the city of Memphis. Timberlake's headed here. 9 points a game last season, 5 rebounds, 2.4 assists. Only played 7 games for Miami.
That's the story.
And he is coming off of a shoulder injury. So that is inevitably one of the parts of this story. First part is super talented. Picked Memphis over Gonzaga, LSU, Providence, Georgetown, Seton Hall. Projected first-round pick. Great addition for Penny Hardaway and Memphis. Second part of the story is he is rehabbing a shoulder injury right now. He told Jonathan Givony, and we'll talk to him about this at 12:25, that he is not expected to, at this point, have to have surgery on it. But he is
good sign.
It is a good sign, yes. He says he's going home to D.C. this weekend, and he's looking at a month of rehab.
Expects to be ready for the summer.
And expects to be ready for the summer with no surgery.
That sounds okay.
Yes. That's going to bear monitoring, right?
Of course.
Earl Timberlake's shoulder.
I mean, if he only played 7 games last season, it has to.
Yes, yes. But there is no reason today to cry any rivers over Earl Timberlake's shoulder.
Oh, well played.
We can save that
for
a little bit later.
These are going to be coming at you fast and furious
Man,
today, people.
I
so
love
be ready.
The over-the-top
you know,
cheesiness.
I got my head on a swivel looking for y'all with your Timberlake jokes.
Well
right.
done.
And it makes it a lot easier, right, to say.
But when it's coming from my own closest people
that's
here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It does make it a little easier.
I expect it from
to say bye-bye-bye to DJ and Boogie.
No.
And
damn,
Ball.
John.
No, don't waste them all early.
Yeah, save some.
I do like that he has an old school first name. Like
Earl
is one of my. I'm not even joking. Like I know so many Earls, and I love that name, mm-hmm. Earl.
No,
strong.
Don't be fooled here, people, by the 9.3 and the 5 rebounds and seven games played.
Yep.
This story is like one of the four headers over at ESPN.
It is,
and not just because because again, you're talking about a guy who Givony's been monitoring. Thought at one time before the shoulder injury was going to be a first round draft pick.
Yep.
This is big news.
It's
a big get. This is not an exaggeration. This is a big get, particularly if he is fully healthy, which clearly the kid expects to be by the time this summer rolls around. Remember, you know, a big part of this, you're bringing in some new faces. A big part of this is that you're going to be able, hopefully, we expect to have a summer, to have a preseason where, you know, you don't have all the COVID concerns. You're not all sitting out. Remember, they didn't have that last year while they're working in a bunch of new faces. So Penny's got that with a bunch of new faces. Hopefully you get that early action and it helps you, right, have a better start.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, when you're talking about adding a potential first-round draft pick into your program, in a year where you lost the contributors like DJ and Boogie, and of course one of the greatest of all time, Damian Ball.
Nice stop.
It is absolutely imperative, you know, to add and to reinfuse your team with similarly talented players, and that is what so far it looks like to me Penny has done. That was never the question, by the way. I don't think anybody on this show or this station ever questioned Penny's ability to do that. Did we lament a little bit that, you know, two of his top four scorers, you know, guys who would have been in the program for as long as they have, were leaving? Of course. But never part of that conversation was, we just don't think Penny's going to be able to replenish that talent.
This is very simple. The question was never, can Penny go out and get some good players to replace these guys? The question is, can Penny keep enough of the nucleus that he had coming off of an NIT championship, right, that you're not starting from scratch again the next year?
Exactly.
That you're not 353 and 323 in experience the last 2 years. That you've got a little bit more of that and more so within your program.
Yep.
And look, they've had some defections, clearly. And if Musa Cisse stays gone, like I think we all kind of expect right now, then clearly that's a blow, too, because I think a lot of us, after that initial first three, four guys are out, you know, you're like, well, if they can keep Musa, you include him in that nucleus, that looks good. That's a key part of this, and I think especially defensively, but you've still got Lester, right? You still got your shots leader in Landers Nolly, and you've still got the guy who we all said was the MVP of this team by the time it was over, DeAndre Williams.
Absolutely.
So that is that nucleus. Now, again, you're going to have some, you know, you got to, okay, this is the pecking order. Let us show this to you. There's going to be some of that, but again, you're going to have hopefully summer and preseason to help work some of that stuff out. Inevitably.
To me, what is interesting is where Earl fits in.
Earl is DJ's replacement, no?
No, Earl also Damian Ball's replacement.
You're going to do this all day?
No,
my point is, will Earl be on the ball at point?
No.
What's Earl going to play?
He's the wing scorer, yes. But I do wonder, like, where does he fit in? Because you have Lester, and you have Landers Nolly. Aren't they absolutely penciled in as starters? Now, I guess Landers did come off the bench a little bit for disciplinary
reasons.
Landers
led the team in shots, bro.
But
over 300.
And you're certainly not bringing Lester off the bench.
He has earned starting next
so
year.
So could it be?
It's a great question.
Do you start Lester at point?
Do you move DeAndre to five and go small?
Could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Could do that.
Do you do that with Musa?
But damn, Malcolm's like, what do I got to do? If I'm the last man on earth, Penny's not going to start me at the five.
It's a good problem to have. Go get it. Go earn it, Malcolm.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
That's what you do if you're Penny Hardaway. This is a fair call. I like this breakdown. How does it work out? Because I think that's how it has to. There's going to be a lot of times, and we saw it at the end of the season where Memphis goes small, and that can be one of the best things it can do for you. And Penny will call it positionless, and you got to – I mean, this is what it's going to be is a bunch of 6'5", 6'7", and 6'8".
This is the
out
year.
Out there coming at you. And a 6'6", maybe even a point guard at times, and Davion Warren. So
that's exactly right.
That's what you're going to be seeing. And I just think you're more so than worrying about who's going to start, just expect to see a bunch of 6'5s and 6'6 out there together, and maybe you're a little bit smaller inside. With
Josh Minot comes in 6'7", 6'8". You know, I mean, look.
That's another one.
Memphis is going to be a big team.
I mean, we didn't even spoke about the Lawson job.
Memphis is going to be a big team next year. I don't want to get too carried away. I like what Memphis is doing. I really do. I think this is probably the best that you could have hoped for Memphis to do, given everything that's happened. I don't know if I'm going to go as far to say that this team is better. I'm not going to go as far to say that this team is, you know, a preseason top 25 team. That all being said,
could be.
I really am a fan of the way that this has gotten off, what the start this has gotten off to for Penny Hardaway. Not done yet, but certainly early on to add a guy in Davion Warren who led the conference in the Big South in scoring and steals.
I think he was 13th in the nation in scoring.
To add a guy in Earl Timberlake, who is a projected first-round pick pending sort of injury concerns, right? And hopefully he can sort of allay those and put those to the side the next couple of months.
I mean, Winslow was no surgery.
It's hard, right.
You know what I mean?
It's hard not to be excited about what Memphis has done so far. But they're not done. They're not done. And look, I was having a great morning already because I took my first daddy-daughter pic with my daughter, her being awake. We took our first sort of daddy-daughter selfie.
Sweet.
I filtered it for, you know,
nice.
She's a girl, you know.
Beautiful.
She likes to, you know, that's what girls do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was already having a great morning. Mm-hmm. And then I get on Twitter. Oh, buddy.
What happened?
What did I see, Jason?
You tell me.
I saw a Jason Smith tweet. I said, oh, my God.
Must have been about either the Lawsons or Timberlake. Which one was it?
What is happening? That's right. Jason Smith got on Twitter this morning and fired off the following tweet.
Probably took me about a minute 30 to fire. You know, it takes me a long time to craft a tweet.
Penny
killing
Hardaway.
It. Just killing it.
Offered four-star 2021
Let's go. Let's go.
Guard forward Jonathan Lawson last night. Peter Lawson tells me. Jonathan was granted release from LOI with Oregon earlier this week.
I like LOI better than NLI.
Mm-hmm.
Hardaway had already offered Jonathan's older brother, Oregon transfer Chandler Lawson. Turn it up, Brad!
Let's go.
We're going to do it again?
I got to tell you, man.
Family Matters, I love that.
We're going to maybe OJ's and family reunion if this thing becomes official.
Right.
For real, for real.
Nothing brings me more joy.
This is perfect right now, though. Yeah. I like the Family Matters.
Then
I do.
The Lawson, the idea.
I'm assuming that was your pick, John.
Oh, yes.
Nicely done.
Of the Lawsons being back in Memphis. Not much brings me, more joy than that.
Well, a little bit of catch up here. Yesterday, we didn't know. We talked to Keaton Lawson. Penny had offered Chandler. I think you tweeted that news out. We knew that. But we didn't know what the deal was with Jonathan. Penny had not reached out yet.
Right.
Well, as of last night, that happened. The offer came through. And here's why this matters. And in context with the commitment you just got from Earl Timberlake. John, I got to think that Penny Hardaway knew before last night and getting in contact with Jonathan Lawson that he was about to get Earl Timberlake, okay? Probably knew a lot longer than just last night. Let's be real. And you don't make that offer to Jonathan, right, unless you think unless you want them all. Unless you think you can make it work. And yet, unless you think, okay, that's another piece of this puzzle, why offer Jonathan last night on a night where clearly Penny Hardaway had to know he was about to get Earl Timberlake?
It was not a surprise to Penny Hardaway that Earl, I mean, everybody and their mama knew Earl Timberlake was going to be a Tiger.
Exactly, John.
So, of course,
and
Penny
knew. So on top of that, you go out and offer Jonathan, that tells me something. Tells me he wants him, right? Because the one thing you're going to have to do, clearly, with the Lawsons who have got other options is explain to them, okay, where do I fit in into this puzzle piece? And, John, I don't know how close we're getting to it, but we may be able to even maybe start to put the dots together on a 13 scholarships for next season. And could you include the Lawsons and stay under that 13? I think with the way you and I had it worked out last night, I think you could.
Well, look.
But he's clearly made it known now that he wants both of them.
So a lot,
that's where we are today.
A lot can happen, right? But from a 30,000, foot view, I don't understand why Pitty would offer Chandler and Jonathan given their relationship if he did not, A, want them, and B, expect them to accept it. Because
I'm following what you're saying.
Because there's such a deep personal relationship there, and also there's a level of, okay, like we're sort of getting into this together. We know what the history is with the fan base and the Lawsons. Like, if we're gonna do this, let's do it. Let's make sure that this is what we all want. Because there have been conversations that have been had with Memphis coaches in the past with players. Jonathan Williams, for example, right? J3.
Yeah.
Josh went to J3 and they had a conversation and they said, and basically Josh, like, we're not going to, we know you, aren't coming here and
you're not prioritizing us. And
right. So we're not going to waste each other's time and we're going to move on. I have to believe that Penny would sort of feel the same way as it relates to a local family that he has such a relationship with. Why offer and why waste time if you don't think that it would come to fruition? That's just kind of how I feel about it. And if that is the case, so far, Memphis has added a scoring guard in Davion Warren. And they've added a wing now in Earl Timberlake. So with Musa departing and with sort of the questions that we've already talked about, the point guard and that guard position really generally, Chandler Lawson and Jonathan Lawson really, to me, check off those remaining boxes.
I'm just going to read you some names real quick before we get to Brevin. Lester, DeAndre, Landers, Malcolm, Jaden, Lomax, Warren, Earl Timberlake, Chandler Lawson, Jonathan Lawson, Minot, Camden, Anu. That's 13.
That's the roster. That's it.
If you want, so you could take the Lawsons on top of getting Earl Timberlake and Davion Warrencliffe. And that's third. That's assuming again, Musa.
Yep.
Test, not just to whatever it
There's
is.
There's no reason to change that.
That's
opinion
where we're
today.
At right now.
Yeah.
That'd be 13.
Right.
With Jaden still on scholarship.
You know, and then I mean, you have is your front court situation great? I wouldn't say it's great, but you have so much freaking talent elsewhere that. It won't. I mean, you have to play a little differently than you've been accustomed to last few years. But I still feel very good about that 13. If that's what it ends, I'd take that right now. Lock it in, deal.
Oh, I take the deal. You're right about it. And who's going to be the rim protector would be the question, right? Would be the question with this roster. But what it is a lot of length, a lot of long 6'7s, 6'8s, 6'5s, 6'6s. It would certainly look good coming off the bus. Hopefully, it would look good earlier in the season, right? That's the key, is that hopefully Penny's kept enough. You sprinkle in the rest of this, and it comes out, you know, ready to make a tournament, at least not dig a hole to start the season. Again, a lot of that you can be helped with a preseason, right? A lot of that will help with summer. You get here June and July, you're doing workouts, that kind of thing. You can start it there. But, yeah, a lot of talent on that floor. It'd be interesting to see if that's the 13 if it comes together that way.
Feels good to me.
Looks good.
And look, that's going to be a supremely talented roster that does a lot of things, and that is all you can hope for at the college basketball level. You can utilize a bunch of different lineups. You can go big. You can't really go small. There's no small anymore. You're a big ass team, and there's some skill and there's some shooting.
Small in the sense, man, you ain't got a 6'10", 7-footer out there.
Right, well, that's true, but, I mean, you're...
No, I get your point.
Everybody's going 6'7".
Because you're so long.
You know,
yes.
I mean, A-low, of course, but everybody else is going 6'7", 6'8", on that damn roster. So that is exciting, if that's indeed the way it shakes out. We'll get into that, maybe take your calls a little bit later in the show. Jonathan Gavone will join us at 12:25. Brevin Knight is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Grizzlies basketball, that win last night, and just the run that... these Grizz are on.
It's impressive.
That's up next. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Guys, add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting all the action, the place you should be doing it, on FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook and the official partner of 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's because the app's simple to use. They got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay and the old 3x2 that you'll get usually every Tuesday and Thursday on those TNT games. Typically, they are 2 3-point baskets in the first 3 minutes by either team in the NBA game that they choose. Those usually come through and went 2-0 earlier this week. Those are some of those fun bet types we're talking about. If you never tried FanDuel before, what are you waiting for? They'll let you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. You're not going to get a better deal as a new user. Just place your first bet on anything, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you do not win. If you never tried FanDuel, like we said, it's the perfect time. Sign up. Use the promo code JSmith, if you would, so they know we sent you. That's promo code JSMITH. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Odyssey is here, cheering on your teams right alongside you. Sometimes that's your favorite team, and sometimes it's the rival team, but you bet them to win. Let BetQL's expert analysis lead you to more cheering and more winning. BetQL looks at every game and every potential bet and ranks them on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. Their 5-star bets are your most profitable opportunities and have shown real proven results. Get better at betting. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. BetQL, an Odyssey company.
Craft Axe Throwing is your premier spot for casual or competitive axe throwing. Whether it's a night out with friends, casual or competitive, reserve your spot today. Now open. Reserve your lane now at craftaxethrowing.com. Use Radio 15 at checkout for 15% off.
Pull up to Church's today for Boneless that's bringing it all. Bringing buttermilk marinated juiciness and all white meat deliciousness. Try our new Texas tenders or chicken sandwich with new smoky honey Q sauce for just $3.99. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Does it feel like finding clothes in your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Golden Rolls. Charmin! Yeah. Gold stash, it's TP Goals, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one, lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves. With five bags of premium mulch for $10 or three 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We call him Mr. Keep It Real on this show. Television analyst for the Memphis Grizzlies. It's Bally Sports now. It's not Fox Sports Southeast anymore. It's Bally Sports. Let's make him the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Brandon, you got to change your Twitter bio, man.
Oh, it, does it still say Fox?
It does. Uh-oh. It does say Fox Sports.
I don't even know how to do that. Someone else got to ask for someone's help on that one.
Last night, these Grizzlies were throwing off the backboard lobs to each other in the third quarter, man. I mean, it was really something. What's the most fun Brevin Knight had in an NBA game?
Most fun, we talked about it and kind of talked about where this team is right now. Is when I was in Cleveland, we went on a 10-game win streak. And that entire time, I just remember it being whenever every night we walked into the gym was a night we thought we were going to win. It didn't matter who we were playing against, who was there, who wasn't there. There was just this vibe of we were going to win. And so to watch this team play the way that they're playing right now just kind of took me back to those moments where you almost start to feel invincible.
Mm-hmm. What's been the key, Brevin, besides the confidence level and the swagger, to them playing this well, this shorthanded? What's been the key?
They've shared the ball extremely well on the offensive end. The assist numbers have been extremely high. I think two of the games during the streak, they've had 30 assists. The other thing is on the defensive side of it, they're getting more stops that don't have to be stops by way of turnovers. You think about it, that was a big way that this team was able to get stops against teams where they were having to force them into turnovers in order for there to be a stop. But now they're getting the stops, the rebounds, they're getting out and running, and I just think the attention to detail has been there a lot more in these last two games than had been in the past. The other thing is the three ball.
The three.
Yep. The amount of threes that they are making is making it hard on defenses because every team is predicated on stopping us from scoring on the interior.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they're doing such a good job at making threes that it is now spreading the court out further and is allowing, I mean, you're seeing Ja, of course, his drives to the basket are normal. But you're seeing Grayson Allen getting to the basket, Desmond Bane getting to the basket. Kyle had been doing it the entire time already. But these other guys that were known as shooters are now having driving lanes because the court is so much more spread.
You know, we've had this conversation on the show. We've probably even talked about it with you at some point, Brevin. But, you know, Eric Spoelstra the other night before the Grizzlies were taking on the Miami Heat, he was asked about Ja Morant. He said, well, he impacts winning. Can you say the same about Trae Young?
I would reserve my comment on him because I don't watch them on a regular basis. And so I never like to act as though I am an expert on something or someone that I don't watch. And so I think the issues with him is he was always a score-first point guard. And so everyone that plays with him has to realize that's what his nature is. He makes passes, but his passes are the passes that have to lead to a direct shot. It's not as though he'll take a double team just to get off the basketball to allow the next person to make the play, whether that be the shot or make the next pass. And that's not a knock. That is just the mentality at which he plays the game. And so I think that he can impact winning with the right coaching, with the right guidance, the right players around him, and just continuing to learn what does it take to win in this game being a scoring point guard, because there's a balance that you have between I'm keeping my team happy, but I'm also doing what I do best.
Grizzlies are 9-2 against the top six seeds in the East.
Wow.
Which is quite remarkable. Uh-huh. He didn't say this. He didn't say this, but like I feel like his play was saying it. Did Ja take that game and games like it, right? Whether it's against Trae or Luka or sort of whoever he's held up next to in the pantheon of young guards. Did it look to you like that was a game where Ja took it very personal? And how can we get him to do that against every team in the NBA on a nightly basis?
Well, I think what he is because he is such a phenomenal guard, and he plays the game, but he still, in some ways, has a point guard mentality. There is some games as a point guard, you go out and say, I need to put my stamp on a game right from the beginning in terms of how aggressive I play. There are other games as a point guard where you say, well, tonight I need to get my guys involved early in the basketball game. See who has it going, see how things are going, and then adjust as the game goes along. I think that he has done a good job of adjusting to what the game dictates. So he may not get off to the quick start, may not be big in scoring, may not attack as much, but it's almost a feel-out period that he feels it out and then gives his team what they needed. And that's why we see, like in last night's game, in that second half, he was absolutely phenomenal because I think he realized that his energy wasn't enough. The guys weren't producing enough on their own to not be able to need his energy. And so he brought that in the second half, and it's so nice to see when he does pick it up to that level. Guys don't just sit around and watch him. It's almost like their level raises up too. And so I just think it's the mark of a young point guard, first and foremost, that is still a true point guard but has all of the other abilities in terms of the flashy plays, above-the-rim plays, can score in different ways. He has that, but he still is a guy that cares about, how does everyone else feel?
I want to know, BK, where's your belief level now? I get 49 games in, so we got 23 to go. In the Grizzlies' chances of making the playoffs, because I think we've all thought for a very long time they're going to be in that play-in or certainly involved. It'd have to come completely unraveled. But now, you know, the chance of advancing through that, knowing that you're at some point here, we feel like soon going to get Jaren Jackson back. You'll have DeAnthony and Brandon back hopefully soon. Your belief level in this team making the playoffs, where's it at right now?
It's the same as where it was at the beginning of the year. I felt as though if the health factor was there early on in the season, then I saw us as being one of the top six teams in the league and in the Western Conference. And a lot of that was just because of the camaraderie, the familiarity of each other, that was going to be able to win some games for them along the road. Now, what they've done is they've been able to win games shorthanded with multiple people stepping up every single night. And so I'm still in the same mindset that they are a playoff team. It is going to be extremely hard to work their way into the top six.
Right.
Unless the Lakers continue to free fall because LeBron James and Anthony Davis aren't there. But outside of that, you look the rest of those teams that are there, Portland, you think, will only continue to get better as they get healthier. Nurkic will come back. I don't know if he's back yet, but he'll be back at some point. Denver, with the move that they made with getting Aaron Gordon, I thought just put them, kind of gave them a boost of life, but it also gave them another two-way player and a player of size that can help them moving forward. The Clippers, I think it was just a matter of time before they found their rhythm. And Utah and Phoenix are just two very good teams. So I think it's going to be hard to move into the top six. But what it will do is if you can be 7 or 8, think about this, 7 or 8, you only got to win one game.
Just one.
For you to be in the playoffs.
Yes, sir.
And you get two chances to win one game.
Yep.
The problem comes is if you're 9 or 10, now you have to win two games to get into the playoffs. So I think what they're doing is putting themselves in a great position to be a 7-8 seed.
Yep.
That then it only requires you one win to be a playoff team.
Pretty remarkable, really. All it things is. Considered.
No cheering.
Because they were an effective playoff team last year, right? I mean, so you're talking about 2 years where you were effectively a playoff team. First 2 years of John Morant's career, pretty amazing. We're talking to the best, Mr. Keep It Real, Brevin Knight, here on the show. It feels like, and look, I guess it might depend on the week, but Dylan Brooks is having a good week. Dylan Brooks is having a good week, Brevin. Last night, you know, he passed up an open layup. He dissed it to Ja for three. Like, it just feels like he's in a good space right now, Dylan Brooks is. What do you make of that? And we have this sort of big picture existential conversation about, you know, can Dylan be the third piece with Ja and Jaren? Where does that conversation stand on April 8th, 2021?
I think first and foremost, maturity has kicked in for Dylan Brooks, which is what do I do and how can I impact winning on a regular basis? Not worrying about what my numbers will look like, not worrying about did I make a stand and to make an impression on the other team, but just the play and playing within myself, how does that make this team better? So I think that at this juncture, he is putting himself in a position where he can be, yes, that third, you say, the running mate of Ja and Jaren Jackson, and then he can be a guy that you can count on a regular basis. I'm not going to get into the pecking order of how it goes, but in terms of being able to count on him, but also not just count on you, but expect for you to play at this level on a regular basis. I think it's a realistic expectation, and a lot of it is he always works hard on his game. You know he's the ultimate competitor, but I think that the maturity factor in him has changed where he is at this point.
KD comes back last night. I think he'd missed the last 23 games, and all the Nets did was outscore the Pelicans. I think it was by 22 in the 19 minutes he was out there. Yeah, LaMarcus Aldridge had 22 in that game. I think Blake had 10 off the bench. What do you think of what they've assembled in Brooklyn, BK, and how it's coming together? How potentially damage, you know, how much damage they're going to do in the playoffs? They going all the way?
Man, listen, I was one of the people that kept holding off, like, no, I just don't think it can work as there's too many people. I have gone a full 180 and said that they are now, with LeBron and AD being out for so long, and I almost start to put the Brooklyn Nets as more of the favorite to win the NBA championship. And a lot of it goes to how quickly they were able to fall into what their roles are. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about three alphas being able to come together. I'm not even talking about Aldridge and Blake Griffin. Those guys understand that they're just complements to these other three. They got an opportunity to take a ride on a team that gives them the best chance of winning a championship. But between those three, for them to say, James Harden, we're fine with you. You're going to be our point guard. You'll handle it. You'll make the opportunities for us. And they do a good job at taking their turns. When it's my time to play, they are fine with allowing that guy to go. When it's next, and so yep. I just think that the way that they have been able to figure out how do we play together and how we can be successful just puts them into a space where they're going to be extremely hard to beat.
Brevin, is it as hard for you as it is for me to watch Mark, like on this topic? Like I saw the game from the other night when Mark's actually having a good game. He's having a pretty decent game by his standards against the Raptors. And you know, you got LeBron and AD and Andre Drummond all sitting there. They're just they're yucking it up, right? They're laughing, and Marc Gasol is like in the corner, just like alone and sad. It seems like he, and I know he says the right things because that's going to be Mark, but it seems like he is really, really having a hard time with. Having to accept a much lesser role with that team. Knowing Mark the way you do, what do you sort of make of all of that and how tough it might be for him right now?
Well, I think it's the same way we talk about Dylan and a competitive spirit. I think that's, Mark, that's what made Mark be the player that he was. Of course, he understood the game almost better than anyone, played at a high level, but he was a competitor and he liked to be involved. And I don't know how much of his play and his time there he is involved with that team. And of course, they go and get Andre Drummond, who is a more athletic, big, a guy that can do some different things than what Mark can do. But also, this is where you are in your career, and I think this speaks more to that than anything else. At some point in time, we all become a step slower. We all we start to get just a little bit older in this game. And I think for Mark, it has to be the right situation. If they're playing a lot of half-court basketball, then it's very good for him. If the game is going to be an up-and-down affair, just doesn't play into his hands, especially where he is at this point in time in his career. So I feel bad in that he is not as much a part of the process for that Lakers team, but I also feel like it was a choice and a decision that he made to go there and play on that team, and so
right.
we live with those decisions that we make, and you make the most of them. He still at this point in time has a chance to win a second ring.
That's true.
And so despite all of the things that may be going on or happening, you're still in a winning situation.
It doesn't sound like he's got much of a chance to listen to you and Jason. Goodness gracious. Should we hand him the trophy now, Brooklyn? Should we just go ahead and just call it off the rest of the season? I mean, we are talking about the king now. King James, Space Jam 2 star.
They're going against the Monstars, BK. They're going against the...
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Like, he got 1, 2, 3 over there. And here's the other thing. I don't know what Anthony Davis is going to look like when he comes back.
That's right.
I know what LeBron is going to look like. We all know what he's going to be, who he's going to be. I don't know what Anthony Davis is going to look like. And that's if right. Anthony Davis can't be the dominant player that he was last year, I don't think the Lakers have a chance.
Wow.
I don't know if they have a chance of getting out of the West to be in the championship.
Well, look, what
and I had the Lakers first, and I had the Lakers winning it again this year at the start of the year.
Yeah, I'm like you, complete 180.
Well, there's right? no. I mean, look. I mean, the Nets
went
out
in Brooklyn.
The Nets have a big three, and the Lakers have a big two. I mean, that's really what it boils down. Like Andre Drummond is not a big three. Like we know that, you know. So
right.
that's
right.
going to be the issue for the Lakers. But one team has LeBron, one team does not. Mm. We'll see where the chips fall. Brevin, you're the best, man. Thanks for the time
the best,
as always.
BK. Thank you, sir.
Hey, good talking to you guys.
I'll
have a good one.
Yep. Here's Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real, here on the show. Look, if I got to die by myself
you
on
do
LeBron
it. You do
James
it. You go
Hill,
over there.
I will. But I'm riding with the king until the wheels fall off.
You thought I was hating on Marc Gasol when I said
there was a tinge of hate.
Everybody said Jason's doing the old ages thing where he hates on the old guys.
And which
no,
you do.
No, he wasn't. Jason was protecting Marc. Jason was telling Mark, do this now before you find out what it's really going to be like. And you're the ninth, tenth toe on this team. They come in, they bring Andre Drummond in, and what happens? Mark gets pushed to the back. This was inevitable. You're talking about a guy that's averaging 5 points. And sort of what Brevin said, I wonder if it's just been an eye-opener for him. You know, Mark thought he had a lot of gas left in it, and probably did in the right situation. Mm-hmm. But they were going to be looking to upgrade, man. He was not, again... he could still go out and win a second ring, and that'd be a great thing for him. There's no question about it, but this was always coming, I thought, with the drop-off. I mean, we're talking about a guy that's 36 right now, and, you know, weighing as much as Mark does, you're not getting around like you used to.
You know what's remarkable about, and I think it's not just basketball. I think it's baseball. I think it's in football. How quickly the over-under is in that 35-plus range. And I know LeBron is sort of an aberration.
He is an aberration.
Is he not?
The outlier.
He's the outlier. Aberration. Because, like, Pujols in baseball, in basketball, you look at Mark, you look at really the core four. Not now. Mike's hanging in there. Mike's generated some speed here at the end, but he had a rough go for a while with health.
He weighs 180 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's just a little bit of difference.
Yeah. Brevin said it. Every athlete gets to this point, but they have to realize it. And I think for us, it's easy to say, oh, man, Mark won a title. He got traded to Toronto. That's a beautiful cap to a career where.
That's a good point,
you know,
Jason.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easy for us to say, but those athletes that have played at such a high level still think they got more to take. Just like Tom Brady wants to go again because he thinks he's got more left, right? It takes them. There has to be a moment, a realization, like Brevin was talking about. And it feels like that's what Mark's going through right now.
Yep. Absolutely.
And maybe all athletes have to get to it. Doesn't matter what you say, what the media is saying, they have to realize it themselves before they get to that point. Just feels like he's there.
Big day for Memphis basketball as they add Earl Timberlake. We will get into that as Penny has his sexy back on the recruiting trail.
Nicely done.
Lots more to come here on the show. Stick around. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
Free money.
Hi, this is Sammy from Memphis, and I just won $1,000. Listen to Jason and John.
Weekdays on the hour.
At 92.9 ESPN Sports Radio.
And get ready to win cold, hard cash. Listen at the top of every hour for the code word. Text that word to 72881. Data message rates apply national contest. Weekdays on 92.9 FM, ESPN. All of the best free coverage. The best sources and opinion. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis's Grizzlies Station.
From Pineapple Street Studios, My Fugitive is a new podcast about secrets, like a Cold War spy ring.
In fact, within the Bureau itself, you probably had less than a dozen and a half people at any one time who knew about the thing.
New episodes of My Fugitive are available every week wherever you get your podcasts. But why wait? Binge every episode now, exclusively on the new Audacy app. That's AUDACY.
BetMGM makes the tournament in Augusta even more exciting with a special offer for new customers. Simply sign up today and place a $1 money line wager on any golfer to win. If a birdie is made by the golfer that you bet on during the tournament, you'll win $100 in free bets, regardless of the bet's outcome. Just use bonus code RIGHT100, WRIGHT100, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Experience golf's greatest moments like never before with the King of Sportsbook's innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code RIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 in free bets if any golfer makes a birdie. BetMGM is the place to bet with confidence on golf and your favorite sports all year long. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Do you dread taking your car into a mechanic because you will have to wait all day just for them to tell you,
you need blinker fluid, and guess what else we found wrong with your car?
You need to go see Sam at Auto Tech Repair, located at 679 Poplar in Collierville, next to O'Reilly's. Sam still believes a man's word is his bond. He will tell you exactly what you need done and even what you don't. Sam specializes in all mechanic work with guaranteed service. So give Sam a call, 901-854-3811. Auto Tech Repair.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jonathan Gaboni of Draft Express is going to join us at 12:25. He, of course, broke the news that Earl Timberlake was not saying bye-bye-bye to Memphis, but Well, hello there.
Hello
to Memphis basketball.
So a good day.
A good day for Memphis basketball indeed.
That's perhaps when JT was on top right there, I tell you.
I'll agree with that.
Oh, I thought you were about to say that man's still on top.
No, he's not on top anymore. He hasn't really put out anything. I think ever since the hand-holding incident with homegirl from the movie.
I saw that movie.
Oh.
And he is good in it.
Wow.
Well, it was filmed in New Orleans or something.
Yes,
they got him
yes.
caught with another woman holding hands or
yes.
something.
Yes.
That was controversial.
What's her name? You don't remember her name?
No. She, okay. But she is the she's the love interest in the movie.
He got through that pretty good. I don't know if.
Well, all he did was hold hands.
Hey, bro.
Alicia Wainwright.
See,
bro.
I wouldn't know that. But
did you hear that,
it wasn't
Jason?
Just, like, there was some knee rubbing going on, bro.
Okay, but they held hands.
I tell you this much, John. I wouldn't have made it through.
You act like it's nothing, but it's enough that you got to apologize to your wife, which he did.
Yeah, but
so
when,
you can't sit up here and play it off like
no,
it was nothing.
But look, thank you.
I had to say it, but
I wouldn't have had to apologize.
When you guys doesn't take like money, you can hold some hands, man. Okay.
His wife is at
man,
the
Jessica
Alba.
Got no Jessica Biel.
Biel, sorry.
And she's got all kind of money. How
she
do
does?
You not know which Jessica it is?
All right, I messed up my Jessica.
She's got money.
Yeah, she does. But I mean, look.
So don't act like she needs to stay with him for money.
But look, JT got JT money. I mean, it's just a little. It's a little different.
But it's okay.
He makes movies he makes songs.
Well, I will say, that movie. I don't even know what the name of it was, but it was good.
I mean, look it up.
I don't know what the.
It was about this kid that he has to ends up overseeing.
Palmer. Yeah, it's
Palmer's,
an Apple movie thing.
Yes,
yeah.
It's actually well done, and he's believable in it. I'll give it to him.
All yeah. Right.
Anyway.
They held hands.
Might be what he has to do now.
They moved on. Everything.
Because John, you go hold some other woman's hands today. You see how it all works out.
I don't hold hands. I don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't hold Sam's hand. All right? We ain't holding no hands around him.
We know. You don't do romance. You don't do nothing. It's wham, bam, thank you, man.
That's
get
right.
Get out.
Boom.
It's like the Lawsons. Family business. You know what I'm saying? It's a business, man. That's how we look at it.
No candles, no music.
Nope, none of that.
Real romantic over here,
so
Jason.
So it's been a good day so far for Memphis basketball as they get Earl Timberlake into the fold. 6'5" wing, was at Miami last season. Only played 7 games. Does have a shoulder injury.
Yeah,
that should be said.
Everybody's DMing me, texting, how worried should we be about the shoulder? Well, you have to be concerned about it. He kept him to 7 games last season.
And it was a part of Jonathan Givony's piece. It was not like one of those deals where a shoulder injury just kind of prematurely ended his season. He opted out or whatever. I mean, it kept him out, and he's still sort of dealing with it.
Interesting is to add on to your point or not to interrupt, but that he doesn't. It's been this long that he's dealt with it and doesn't need surgery.
Right. Right.
I mean, I think that's a fair thing to
that was
about.
Justice Winslow with the hit,
I
right?
I mean, yes.
I mean, not that it's the same injury.
Sometimes
course,
you kind of like the surgery because you think, okay, the thing's been fixed, and let's just see the after, right? After the doctor's gone in there and fixed. With this, you're just kind of you're hoping and you're praying, okay, this one's going to come back together without it. And yeah, I said it under my breath in the open, but yes, the Justice Winslow thing, you don't want it to carry on and on and on and on because you didn't have a surgery. Hopefully. And clearly, Jonathan Givony, at least in talking to him, and Penny Hardaway, I'm sure, has asked about it. They feel good about it. Kid said he thinks he'll be ready by the summer with no surgery.
So that's
hopefully that's what happens.
That's the first piece of news. And then on Twitter, you had the interesting development that Jonathan Lawson did indeed get that offer from Penny Hardaway last night. It is a family matter, as usual. Things always do come full circle in this world. And now Chandler Lawson has an offer for Memphis. Jonathan Lawson has an offer for Memphis. Provided Musa Cisse stays in the draft or heads elsewhere, that would leave 2 scholarships for Memphis. 2 players, 2 scholarships, 2 needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big in Chandler, dynamic guard in Jonathan Lawson who can handle the ball. I asked somebody who knows basketball about Jonathan's ability to play the point guard position.
Good, because that's what I keep. Joseph Page, who's going to play point guard? If it's just Lomax, let me know. But who's all these wings, who's playing point? I'm glad we're going here.
I asked somebody that I trust, is Jonathan Lawson a Division I point guard? And this person said, yes, he is, but would be better as secondary handler. But again. Look,
remember, it's not just those two. We're a position where, okay, John Lawson got to come in here and be the starting point guard or back up Alex Lomax. Davion Warren's going to be on the ball, too.
Like that's very true.
They're going to have some options. Let's be real. They're going to and Davion Warren was that. What was
right.
it? 2-3 assist guy there in addition to the points. And a guy who can slash finish and set up, or set up guys, you know, whether that's, you know, the drop off pass, whatever it is.
Yep.
He'll be doing some of that too, I suspect. But yeah, you ask, okay, well, who is it for sure going in? Well, that could be, you know, who's the starter at point guard going in? That's up for debate. But they've got some options there. It's not, I know right now it looks like all wings and big, you know, forwards and small forwards, that kind of thing. But they've got some options in there at the point.
Yeah, and look, maybe it's a situation where there is no, and look, Memphis has tried to, is trying to, or it was trying
ask
to.
You.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like that's going to be a tough one because he's a West Coast kid. You just lived the West Coast kid thing with Boogie Ellis. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be tough. When it doesn't work out, you may have to worry.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It's a lot harder for the West Coast kids. It just is. Can Memphis get a guy like that? I'm skeptical. We shall see. But I think it could be a scenario where you don't necessarily have, much like last year, a great option at point, but you have a lot of guys on the roster who are capable of those responsibilities. And that's just kind of how, like, again, Memphis did not have good guard, point guard play last year. They didn't. Boogie was a very good player for Memphis. He was not a very good point guard for Memphis. Alo has been the same guy.
His assist rate is fine, John. It's actually pretty darn good. It's
Boogie,
Alo.
You're saying?
No, Alo.
Alo, gotcha.
He turned the ball over too damn much for a guy that's as experienced as he is. And you'd expect that to go down some, but I think it's still staying.